US President Barack Obama has signed a law that effectively bars Iranian diplomat Hamid Abutalibi from serving as Tehran's ambassador to the United Nations. The law had earlier been passed by Congress. Washington had already announced that it would not grant a visa to Abutalibi. It says Iran's PIC was involved in the takeover of the American embassy in Tehran back in 1979 and should not be given an entry visa. Iran says Washington's refusal is against international law and the United Nations Charter. Tehran has filed a request for a special UN committee meeting over the issue. Iran also announced that it's not considering a replacement nominee for the crucial post. For more on this, let's go to Boston and talk to Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Afrasiabi, to what extent will the US be successful in going ahead with something illegal, in this case, this ban?
Well, you know, everything being equal, I doubt that the U.S. will get its way at the U.N. because of the weight of evidence that operates against it, and hopefully the special U.N. committee responsible for the affairs between the U.S. and the U.N. Will come out on Iran's side, and I'm very optimistic that this will indeed happen. If the negotiations fail, then there will be a three-judge tribunal that will arbitrate the issue and issue an opinion. And, you know, this is an issue that pertains to a past and shows the weight of remote past that is acting as an obstacle on the progress of U.S.-Iran relations. So I really think that there is an intent on the part of at least Iran to move things forward and not let a past to act as a tall wall and divide the nations. And hopefully there will be a similar spirit in Washington, despite the hawkish voices in the U.S. Congress that have been obstructionist toward the nuclear talks and so forth. And this issue hopefully will be amicably resolved on April 22nd when the parties meet at the U.N.
And who do you think will win this diplomatic battle, regardless of whether Iran's envoy could begin his work in New York?
Well, it is abundantly clear that Iran has the law on its side, because the U.S. is obligated under the headquarters agreement of 1947 to issue entry visas to the foreign diplomats without causing any obstacles. And unfortunately, this particular law signed by President Obama today does the contrary by devising new criteria to filter and screen the diplomats. So it affects not only Iran, but a host of other countries that may have problems foreign policy issues with the United States. And it's a meddlesome and an unbearable law that no doubt will be despised by many developing nations. Many members of the non-aligned movement that are in league with Iran with respect to such bullying tactics by the United States government.
And in line with many of its anti-Iran measures, what do you think are the reasons behind the recent takeover of the Alevi Foundation in New York, this recent news?
Well, this is another sign of overt hostility against the Iranian interest that goes against the grain of engagement and detente. And hopefully, despite what we heard in the news today, it will not materialize, and Iran's national assets will be safeguarded. No doubt this will generate hostility on the part of the Iranian people who want to see the Iranian national interests safeguarded in the U.S., and it may even negatively affect the nuclear talks. People who have initiated these kinds of things, Iranophobic legislations and rulings in the U.S. courts, should be aware of the unintended broader consequences damaging the relations between the United States and a very important Middle East country.
Indeed. Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist from Boston. Thanks for your time there, sir.